It's the Riot Podcast, and you know what? We really do have a slow-moving door.
We do. We were waiting for it to shut to do the podcast intro, and I was like, okay.
You know what's funny, though? It's supposed to close quietly. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point. But in the very last, like, little bit of it shutting, it just...
slams.
Boom. And you still hear it.
Well, I don't know.
We got to shut down everything. We got to retool the whole studio.
Now, just to let you guys realize, this will be the last podcast for
the week
because we're going to be starting something called June Miss at Radio U, where we are a part of.
Yes.
So if you want to check out more, go to radiou.com and click on June Miss, because if you're listening to the podcast, you're still a part of Radio U.
Yep.
You might like what we're doing. So take a moment and go there if you want, but this podcast is the last one for the week.
Yeah, just remember, if Radio U doesn't get funded, the riot doesn't exist.
Oh, there it is.
You know what? Give a little bit to Radio U this week and say, hey, I'm a podcast listener.
That's right. And you might get something that you really enjoy.
Yeah, there's a little something coming your way. Extra riot, extra Christmassy, a little Junemus and Christmas and Namus. It's all there. So, hey, today in the podcast, let's see, dog and a cheetah. Tim Hortons in Canada Day.
Oh, yes. This donut. You'll hear about it.
Yeah, and we check out the inbox. I think that should be a new produced bit. The Riot Inbox.
Oh, yeah. When people message us at Radio U Riot on Facebook, which you're allowed and welcome to do.
Or the Twitter, or the emails, the whole thing. So, but I've got some inbox stuff today. Nikki's Regency house that she's been looking for.
And what's also at Radio U Riot?
The big one.
The big one.
Nikki and I had New Zealand Kit Kats.
We had a wonderful listener send us from her vacation an assortment of other treats we'll do after June Miss.
Yes.
But today we wanted to feature New Zealand Kit Kats, and it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flavors that we tried.
6 different flavors.
Man, wrecked. Wrecked after it.
It did wreck us. It's that real chocolate, man.
Good, so, but you see which one we liked the most.
Yeah, so you can catch the video of that on Facebook or also later today on our YouTube channel.
Yes, Radio U Riot. Make sure you subscribe to both.
And you know what? I think that's enough for today.
Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to check out June Miss at radiou.com.
Please!
Well, that was a little desperate sounding. Let's end on not a desperate note.
It's the riot.
Maybe Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, but it definitely works for June Miss.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Radio U.
It's funny, I was looking yesterday, Nikki, in the oddest of places, I found something that I thought you would be interested in.
What was it?
On the Nerdist last night, which is a website that I read with some frequency. Okay, this doesn't paste. There we go. I'm trying.
Again, remember, he's not using his normal
laptop.
So we've got some learning to use.
Working some of the kinks out here. It's fine. It's fine.
So what is this?
This is a write-up on the Nerdist about two animals that are now best buds.
Yeah.
There was a male cheetah that was basically abandoned by its mom. And you're like, no. Yes, he was. And so they brought him to the zoo and nursed him back to health. And the thing is, cheetahs are incredibly social animals. And so they were like, man, this animal needs a buddy.
Yeah, he needs a friend.
We can't get him another cheetah, so what are we going to get him? So just like you, or some of you, he got a golden lab. And so that's his buddy. And so they were both... I can't remember, but basically babies. And they just put them in together.
Into the zoo enclosure?
And they said that this is a pairing that would never exist in nature, but it has been incredibly good in the zoo. And
it's so cute. There's a video of them chewing their chew toys. Little cheetah's a little dog.
Chew the chew toys together, and they wrestle a bunch.
Aww, which they need as they're growing up.
Uh-huh. And so they say that basically cheetahs form a really tight inner circle, and this dog is now in the cheetah circle.
He's BFFs.
Which, I mean, if you've ever spent time with a lab, they like everything.
They're such friendly dogs.
They don't.
It'd be very weird if it did not like something.
I know. When you really think about it, if you've ever had a lab, it makes perfect sense that you could take a lab and they're like, well, we need something to be friends with the giant snake, whatever. And the lab would be like, buddy.
Come on. I'm wagging my tail at you.
It's so good to hang out and watch you eat live animals. That's fine.
Don't eat me, though. I'm in the circle.
We're friends, remember?
Well, our zoo has that, or a lot of zoos do, too, where there's one enclosure that there's dogs that stay with the animals.
Really?
Yeah.
So cheetahs and dogs?
I don't think it's cheetahs. I think it's another type, but it's common to help. And then, you know, you're helping the dogs, too.
So this dog gets
and the animals.
Do you think that this cheetah can take this dog on a flight and call him a service animal? He's my emotional support.
He's
dog.
Which we don't make fun of if it's a real one, but we see a lot of abuse in that situation. Of it's not a support animal. But
I'm not making fun. I'm just asking.
No, I know. Just in case someone was like, but people need support animals. Yes, but some people use it to actually just move their dog without having to pay the fee. But no, I think it's very adorable and very cute.
So we could have, I mean, you could literally end up with, that's basically what this dog is. He's an emotional support animal for the other
animal.
Now
they're friends. Now they're just best friends.
Nikki, they say they're not friends. They're brothers.
They're closer than that. They're family.
So my thing is, if this cheetah can get along with this dog, then we should be able to get along with each other.
Can we bring in support animals to help with that?
No, Nikki, you're missing the whole thing. We're supposed to be support animals for each other.
Oh, well, it's not as fun. I thought we could have work dogs.
We could get a chew toy.
A chew toy.
You can have that end of it. I'll take this end.
And we're
going to
start tugging on it.
Yeah.
That might be weird.
Okay. Well, and that's why, despite the animal kingdom learning to live together, humanity is still at odds. Because one person looks up and goes, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Sure, anyone can give gifts at Christmas, but what are you doing for June-mas? We're giving you early access to the Christmas in July channel. You're keeping Radio U going strong this summer by donating at RadioU.com. Happy June-mas from Radio U.
Let's go up north. You know, Nikki, we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, but Canada's got its own just as cool knockoff holiday. July 1st.
They love to hear you say that.
Canada Day is coming up. Canada Day this Saturday. Woo! July 1st. Go Canada!
Do they treat it the same with a lot of fireworks and stuff and cooking out, or what do they do?
You know, I can't be sure exactly what it is that Canada does. I can only be sure that they would politely apologize for any noise that their fireworks might make. Whereas in the United States, we'd be like, what, aren't you an American?
More!
Light it up!
More fireworks!
So in Canada, they're celebrating their 150th anniversary as Canada. And to celebrate said anniversary, the fine, fine people at Tim Hortons have come up with a donut that I feel like embodies the spirit of Canada.
The celebration of it?
It's a poutine donut.
A gravy donut?
Oh, yeah. It is. It is. Let's see.
That's Canadian.
It's a donut, and then it's covered in gravy. It's covered in potatoes and cheese curds. Did we mention the gravy? Did we say gravy?
I think so. That is a big part of poutine. Poutine,
what?
Does Tim Hortons normally sell poutine?
No. And it's going to be, get a load of this, it's going to be available in some Tim Hortons in the United States. It's not just going to be available in Canada.
Have you seen a picture of it?
Oh, it looks disgusting.
It's just the donut part. The poutine, I'm sure, is amazing. But could that be like our equivalent of having like the donut hamburger thing where the buns are donuts? Like if you put a lot of bacon with donut stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean maybe.
Like it's our version of that. So I bet you it goes together better than we thought, but it looks odd.
Dude, this is exciting. I straight up thought that this stuff would only be in Canada, and this is going to be available in select restaurants in the US, including Maple 10 Bits and Maple Bacon Iced Cappuccinos. Which I don't think that sounds good, but
it's a hearty drink.
I don't want liquid bacon.
I don't like bacon. I don't like maple syrup. So
you don't like bacon?
I don't like bacon in beverages.
Yeah, I like bacon, but oftentimes when someone is like, "Hey, we put bacon in it," what they mean is they put like liquid smoke in it or something,
and that is, we don't like. The poutine donut, like Obi said, it's a honey dipped donut topped with potato wedges, gravy, and cheese curds. I would just take a knife, sweep that to the side, eat the donut first, and then go after the poutine stuff.
No, you got to do it all.
So that'll be this weekend in different areas in Canada and the United States.
I know that I won't, but I really want to remember.
To go get one?
That is on Saturday, and I want to go get one. I don't think it's just Saturday. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's a limited run, but it might be other times. Like, what do you think is the chance that the Tim Hortons by my house is celebrating? Like, they don't even always celebrate being open at all, let alone. They're like, it's a celebration when you actually get your food.
That's true. And that's most restaurants. That's not just Tim Hortons. I guess we'll just have to see if it's there.
Oh, we got to remember this. Wait. You know what? I can't. Google.
Wait, it's weird to see three potato wedge fries on top of a donut.
Let's see.
You sending a reminder?
No, because it won't let me set reminders more than 24 hours in advance. I have to set
a reminder.
To put it on the calendar.
Okay, that's a flaw.
Yeah, well, because watch this. Like, set reminder Saturday 9 a.m. Canadian donut.
So it should just be fine.
Oh, yep. No, it let me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I swear to you, there was a time when they were like, you can't do this. It's more than 24 hours in advance. I don't know.
That's probably like 5 years ago. It's been a while.
Thanks, Nikki.
Hazy, hot, and...
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Happy June-mas from Radio U.
Got a lot of messages in our Facebook inbox this morning. I want to say what's up to Jessica. She says, hey, catching up with the podcast from yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at Nikki's addiction to vanilla. Don't know if you guys know this, but pure vanilla extract has a high alcohol content.
That's what everybody was saying.
So alcohol.
I just like how it tastes so smooth. That's not alcohol.
It goes down easy. She actually sent us pictures of McCormick pure vanilla extract, 41% alcohol.
I'm using the
41%.
What is that?
80 proof? Isn't that how you say it?
That is not
80 proof.
I'm using the one where it's like here in your coffee, you can add a splash. It's sugar free. Like it's not a big thing, which is what everybody says
is. If you had
I understand,
a problem,
that's what I'd be saying
you
exactly.
Would say but it's not a problem
when you don't really have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I do like in sodas like a Sprite Zero. Add some vanilla. That's my favorite.
Yeah. You know what? It's
delicious.
I like to get a Red Bull, throw in some vodka, and just... What?
Call it a day.
What? What?
A splash of vanilla in it.
But you know what, Nikki? It's not a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
It's just that I can't face my day without it.
I also can't have Sprite anymore without it, too, because I'm just like, what is that?
It's so harsh.
It's such a harsh drink. When really, it's like one of the most settling ones.
I need something to help it go down smooth. I need something to help me celebrate a little bit, you know?
But okay, thank you for sending that in. No worry on this end still.
All right, want to say what's up to Jennifer. She says, hey, she's got an Xbox 360 to sell. She wants to know, should I take it to GameStop or is there a better way?
Well, it depends on how you like to be berated for trying to turn your item in. Do you want a low price and be berated in person?
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be offered terrible trades and possibly harm on Craigslist?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to pay exorbitant fees and pricing with eBay?
That's an option.
Facebook Marketplace is good.
That's how I sold my Xbox.
I
sold
prefer
it on Facebook Marketplace.
Out of all my previous mentions, mm-hmm. I prefer that now. But it itself has its own problems. So.
It does, but it does seem to be a kinder, gentler Craigslist.
Yes, it does.
And then last but not least, Meg shouted out to say hi because she's the one that dropped off all of that food yesterday. So
Meg, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Meg went to New Zealand and
she
brought
did.
Us back so many delicious looking items.
Are we going to try some of those today?
Maybe I don't
just,
know. There's
maybe
a
just
lot.
Like one or two.
It's also what someone who has a problem says.
Well, Nikki, there were like 14 different Kit Kats in there.
There's a ton of Kit Kats. There's a couple of bags of these. It's not like a potato chip, but almost like a Funyun here.
Yeah,
but
it's like a Funyun, but it's burger flavored.
It tastes like hamburger, so there's that.
Makes me nervous.
There's like a lemonade drink and a couple of just random candy bars. That cherry pie candy bar looked good.
Okay, well, you know, what if, like, let's say an hour or so from now.
Here's
you
the
and
big
I,
problem, right? You ready?
Okay, all right, here we go.
Here we go. Gather close, guys.
Okay.
Gather close to the radio. Remember how you mentioned you've already gone upstairs twice?
Yeah, then it's your turn.
They're upstairs.
Go get them.
If we look up, they're right up there.
So you can go up and get them.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to.
Well, it's third time's
a
charm.
You already know the way.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys, and the thing is, if you think this is a joke,
no,
it's
I
real.
Would like him to go get it, but it's no, real. I will if you need me to. I'd be happy to help.
Well, Nikki, I'm weak. I need a strong woman in my life to show me how to do it. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do a riot food fight a little bit later, but oh, she brought such good things back from her trip to New Zealand.
And we've never been to New Zealand.
No, we
have
not.
These are exotic. There, they're just like, another thing, a Kit Kat. But here, we haven't had that.
Those all look delicious. So thank you for bringing those.
July is too long to wait for Christmas. So this year, we're celebrating June-mas. Support Radio U now at RadioU.com, and you'll get immediate access to Radio U's Christmas in July channel before anyone else. Happy June-mas from Radio U.
It is the riot on Radio U. If you guys have been paying attention, Nikki is a fan of Regency dramas. Those are those things you see on TV where they're all wearing costumes and you're
where
like, what?
Where they protest this too mucheth.
Yep. That's exactly it right there.
They're and someone's been misunderstood, but really he's the good guy.
They're in England walking around, talking with that accent, with the huge dresses and blah, 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 something.
Taking a walk around the room.
Yeah. Or maybe the estate. Yeah. They have nothing. They're so rich, they have nothing to do but walk around.
True.
So, the building, the plantation, the whatever you call it, that was used in the 1995 version of Pride and Prejudice.
The estate.
Mm-hmm. It's for sale.
Well, I'll see you guys later. So, I'm moving.
Nikki, if you'd be interested.
I'm moving to Pemberley.
150 acres.
Yes, that's lovely. I can raise animals, have a farm.
They say it includes a range of modern and traditional buildings, including 5 dwellings and a 17th century square dovecote. I don't know what that is, but they have it. And some of the rooms are properly decked out in period pieces, and then some of them are, you know, in something else, but...
Yeah. Well, I could probably go. It's going to be expensive. I understand that.
They're saying 9.5 million pounds.
Ooh. What I could do, though, is for those extra buildings, create some sort of Airbnb circle of, like, places. And I'm sure fanatics and fans alike, we would all spend a ton of money on staying there.
Well, Nikki, you can't spell fanatic without fan.
Correct.
So...
And you can't do that without an and.
Do you think that people would pay to stay there, right?
I would pay to stay there.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Yep.
There you go.
It's not just me, right?
No, I don't think it is.
I mean, if I had that type of cash, I'd totally buy that place.
I think you actually could invest in this. What you need is a good venture capitalist friend to come along and help you.
Invest some money in my idea.
That's exactly right, Nikki, because I think there's money here.
I've always wanted to go to Bath as well.
A lot of us have wished you would go to Bath.
Whatever. Not that Bath.
I'm just saying. That's right. She'd never go to that one. But.
Well, can you send me the link?
Yeah,
just
I can.
Look at it. Not purchase it, but just look at it. You know how sometimes if you write a lowball offer, but write a letter of like, you promise to take care of it.
Oh my gosh.
And you really love it, but could you accept like $100,000 and that's it?
I'll just say I was selling something and I got letter after letter of people that are like, I just want to let you know that my dream has always been to live here. And yes. If only you could let me, please.
Please, will you let me?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
I know, Nikki. Wouldn't it be
it's
just perfect for you?
It's only 13 miles north of Bath.
It's perfect for you.
It is.
You could take the carriage to Bath every day.
Be awesome. I hope there's a Starbucks there and I'll just take the carriage in.
Well, you know, they said there are some modern buildings here. Maybe you put in a Starbucks.
Yeah. I like it.
You can enjoy the charm of 17th century England,
but the conveniences
of 21st century living.
Correct.
It looks perfect.
Super, super nice. And how much did we decide it was?
9.5 million pounds. Which I could get you an up to date. Million
15, 16
pounds and dollars. I was going to say 12.18 million.
No, I was going to say, I'll buy it.
Sold.
I'll take it.
Yeah. No, that would be 12.18 million.
Well, it looks really nice.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, it's a filming location,
you,
they said, too, like, for other things, so I could sell it out that way.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna make your money back easily in the first 40 years.
Never given to Radio U before? There's never been a better time than Junemas. You can give any amount, but if you give $35 one time or $5 a month, we'll give you the exclusive limited edition Radio U Christmas ornament. See it now and get your donation in at RadioU.com.
Nikki, how do you feel about going on a shoplifting spree?
To kill the time?
Yeah, just a little something we could do.
What should we be shoplifting or where are we at?
Well, this particular one that I'm looking at, these ladies were in Daytona Beach, but they managed to steal over $10,000 worth of stuff before the police picked them up. And, you know, that's fine.
Are they stealing clothes or what is it?
Let's see. Retail theft binge. They went to Tanger Outlets, which, you know, they're Tanger Outlets. You know, they have those all over the country, Nikki. And they say that they were part of a retail theft ring. What they do is you enter stores with an empty shopping bag and a purse, and then you fill those empty shopping bags with merchandise. So how about this? All right, let's say Old Navy and The Gap are right next to each other.
Yeah.
You get yourself a Gap bag, you go in, you fill it with Old Navy goods, and it's like, what? These are my clothes from The Gap. So.
But that's the way they do it.
Yes.
Or stuff the stuff in their purse.
Oh, gosh. At one point, a store employee confronted one of the ladies and said, I'm going to need to see what's under your shirt. And said, I am not going to show you my colostomy bag.
So, which could have been true or also could have been a way to try to deflect.
It wasn't true.
Yeah.
It was all deflection. But I have to give them huge bonus points for that being her deflection.
They thought that through. They knew the answers.
I'll be honest with you. If all the things you could tell me were under your shirt, I'd be like, yeah, I don't really want to see that. So it's cool.
But sure. That also just makes it more noticeable that they're stealing stuff.
That's how they ended up doing it. So, oh, you know what? That's interesting. They ended up getting caught at the Gap factory store.
That's where that ended.
That's where everything kind of wrapped up there. So, oh man, they did it all. They went to Oshkosh, Gap, and Total Wine and Spirits, grabbed some tequila bottles. So they were having a great time. And that's the thing, Nikki, is I don't feel like at this point it would be financially responsible for me to go on a shopping spree, but a shoplifting spree.
You could do that.
I mean, I have the money to do that right now.
With any theft, I always think you can't go too crazy because what happened is they went to store to store to store. If they would have just done one store, left. That's it. They just start noticing you. If you spend too much time there.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things where you go in and you hit all three casinos in one night. Because that way they don't expect you to do all of that.
I don't know. I still think you should do one casino per night and then come back and just gamble a little and even buy a few things. And if that's your mall near you.
Yeah.
And your shoplifting thing set up for a long amount of time.
You got to go out of town. You can't, you don't, you know what, where you know what.
Oh, thank you for that.
You have to.
Way to go for that.
What?
Right there.
Am I wrong?
No, and I know what your know-whatting is saying. So.
Well, I communicated. That's the end game. So that's why you got to go to a different town. Because you want to still be able to shop at your regular mall.
Besides, it'd be like having a big trip with everybody, right?
Yeah, which is why Nikki and I will go shoplift at a different mall than we normally hang out at. Because that's what we do after the show most of the times.
You know what I totally did? Be like, here, Obi, hold the bags.
Here, I'll be right back.
I'd leave you there.
Please, come with us, son.
Yeah, just don't tell on me.
Christmas ornaments in June? Yeah, it's weird. But who wants to be like everyone else, right? Get yours now by giving $35 one time or $5 monthly at RadioU.com.
I'm reading an article here from the guys at Engadget.
Yeah.
And it is the saddest thing I've ever seen here. They say the rise of electric cars will kill the gas station. That's what it says.
Oh, and you're like, oh, that's... What, we don't want gas? No, it's not that part of the gas station that Obi's worried about. It's the convenience store, like the soda fountain,
right.
The donuts, the things on the roller machine.
See, I feel like if this is true, if electric cars kill the gas station, then I won't have a good excuse to stop there anymore. Right now, I have an excuse. Like,
sure.
Well, you know, I need gas, and so I'll just get myself this thing here. Whoops. I deserve a little bit of a refresh myself.
Say if the gas station becomes like a charging station, right?
So it wouldn't. You would charge at home or at work.
No, you would still every so often have to charge, and then you would stop off and then go get some snacks and take your time. while your car charges a little bit.
Just spend an hour there while it's charging up.
In fact, it's better for you. They're going to have to build it like a restaurant. Or if you've ever been like on a toll road and it's those
pull off.
The stopping centers that has like four or five things in it. Uh-huh. You can kill a lot of time there.
See, I don't like those very much.
Well, maybe you'd like this one.
I'm looking for a full service gas station that has the weird sodas you never heard of, snacks for days, you know, all that stuff. And
You won't have that anymore.
The last time I was in Canada, I drove an hour and a half into Canada, went all over the city. Their gas stations are just little filling stations.
Sure.
It's like, here, fill your car and leave.
But if you want a drink, you go to like a liquor store, but it's not a liquor store. It's just like a soda store.
Yeah, they just sell all that stuff.
Like a grocery store minus the fresh groceries.
Man, all that stuff you hear about Canadians drinking a lot, like I will tell you, they have the liquor stores, huge parking lots, and they're full.
Well, that's because a lot crossover.
It was Saturday
night.
It's
for both, yes.
But, I mean, the other side of it is, Nikki, like you're saying, if they got a soda fountain in there, like, what if that's the only place that a soda jerk like me can get a fountain drink?
True. Now, here's also something to think about if gas stations were to go away, like the traditional one. What's really popular now and what kills restaurants is, like, fast restaurants, like Chipotle, yes, but that's style. You know where every place you go in, here I'm going to pick my protein and my sides and my mixing ups. And
oh, man.
That sort of thing is super popular now compared to a sit-down restaurant. Well, these gas stations could just become like a restaurant hub.
Okay.
Or
so
something
like
there.
All be together.
It's usable space.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like it, Nikki. I realize it's the end of an era. Eventually, the wagon wheel factory has to shut down. I get it. Okay. I get it. But
what if you made like OB Soda World and it was just a gas station thing and there's literally walls and walls of soda?
I don't feel like there's enough people that care like I do.
I bet there is.
I don't know. Like
the right state in the right city.
Nikki, I'm the harbinger of failure. I love gas stations. They're shutting them down.
Even that.
The good news, we're celebrating June Miss. The bad news, Santa's not coming, so it's all on you.
Oh, the pressure! I can't take it! I can't take it!
Radio U funded all summer long by supporting now at RadioU.com. Everyone who gives during June Miss gets immediate access to the Christmas in July channel. Happy June Miss from Radio U.
Facebook made an announcement last night. Did you hear it?
Mm-mm.
They now have 2 billion monthly users. There are approximately, they say, 7 billion people on Earth?
Yeah.
2 billion.
Check in at least once a month? Is that what the monthly thing is?
Mm-hmm. So,
I could see
almost,
that.
I mean, we're not quite to half, but you're climbing towards half of the world's population checking in on Facebook at least once a month. That is shocking. Shocking. You used to hear people talk about like the one world government, they're going to take over.
So it might just be one world social media.
One world social media, baby, where we all check in.
Was it yesterday or a few days ago about how, you know, they're moving towards even Facebook hopefully buying into some TV shows or movies or network stuff to be able to play so that you're still trying to go to Facebook as many times as possible of your stuff.
They want to know where you're at, what you're doing,
what
all
you're
of
watching,
those kinds of things.
Because then that means what they can sell you and what's being sold to you and how much money that makes and partnerships and stuff. So
big data, Nikki.
That's right.
Big data paid for all of this. So let's take a look at the next closest runner-up would be
Instagram. Come on, Instagram!
Not Instagram, Nikki.
Oh, man. It's not Twitter.
It's YouTube.
I was still thinking more social media.
Nikki, YouTube thinks they are social media.
I know they do, but still.
It is possible that YouTube may have more than 1.5 billion monthly users, but this is 1.5 billion logged in monthly users.
Well, that does make sense.
Yeah. And let's see. Underneath that, like at a close kind of whatever, the WhatsApp.
Yes.
And Facebook Messenger. Those both come in at about 1.2 billion people every. I never use WhatsApp. I know a lot of people.
I think that's because we talk to each other with other messaging services already, and it's just fine.
I got messages all over the
for
place.
Days.
But that's one that I never actually ended up using. WeChat has 889 million. Instagram, 700 million.
Oh, come on, Instagram. I mean, I know you're not about all the other stuff, but...
Hey, man, Instagram is what ended up feeding me back to Facebook. I was all but done with Facebook and Instagram because it would post.
When you look at the list and like, well, also how much of this does Facebook own?
Well, yeah, they own Instagram and obviously Messenger. So.
Sure.
And then the two at the bottom here, you've got Twitter with 328 million users and then Snapchat at 255 million users. Mm. So
okay.
That's Facebook is killing it. That's what it comes down to. 2 billion monthly users.
Ever notice there aren't any commercials on Radio U? It's because we're listener supported. If you've never given before, think about it. Actually, just do it now. RadioU.com.
Life is good.
Guys, this is a big one.
So much.
This is amazing.
So much stuff here.
We had a wonderful Radio U listener travel to New Zealand.
Aww.
And she brought back an assortment of treats for us to try.
With a card, Nikki.
I know. So isn't that so nice?
Meg sent us a card and it says, "Too seldom said, but so often thought, Obi and Nikki, you are very much appreciated."
Oh, thank you.
And she wrote a lot. She actually described all of the candy. I'll tell you what she said about Kit Kats. She says, "They have all the flavors we dream about here
in New
Zealand. It is so unfair."
There's a lot. There's a lot of duo stuff. So there's a Kit Kat tiramisu duo. Okay. The question is, with this duo stuff, are we supposed to eat like a little bit of both? So the chocolate and the tiramisu one? What are we supposed to do?
Well, we'll try both, but here's something that I want you to know, Nikki, before you eat any.
What?
It says here on the back.
What does it say?
Know your portions. good to remember.
Yeah.
In moderation, chocolate can be enjoyed as part of a balanced diet and active lifestyle.
Yeah, so let's
thanks, Kit Kat.
Let's ignore the portions part because we're going to be having a lot this morning.
Ooh, the tiramisu smells like coffee.
You like tiramisu?
Okay, are you going to eat them both at the same time?
I am. I think so, just to get the flavor. Tiramisu, like the dessert, you definitely get a coffee taste with it.
Strong coffee flavor.
Well, that's pretty good, though. If you like the coffee flavor.
You know what?
You wouldn't say no to it.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't love it, but I don't dislike it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? All right, what do we got up next? Now, these are Kit Kat flavors that all came from New Zealand.
This is a raspberry cheesecake duo.
Now see, now you're getting into my wheelhouse.
Now you're talking with it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's a raspberry cheesecake duo.
Mm.
Nice raspberry flavor. We don't get a lot of raspberry stuff.
I definitely taste the raspberry.
Not so much the cheese. Just try the cheesecake one.
I know, I'm going to break it off.
I think that's a cheesecake-only flavor.
Mm.
Yeah.
I still don't taste the cheesecake.
Even just with having that one? Well, I think we're going to start having a lot of flavors in our mouth here.
You know what? Hang on.
You need a palate cleanse?
I need a palate cleanse. Let's get some water here.
So tiramisu, that was a heavy flavor to start off with.
You know what would also be interesting to find out? So Meg sent us these from New Zealand. And my... this one's just a mix. This is the Choco Mint one, and it's a swirl.
It's a swirl.
It kind of makes you wonder, are these Kit Kat flavors, would they taste the same as the flavors we get in Japan? Do you know what I mean? Like, do they produce it for that region?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like, hey, these go to New Zealand, China, Japan, whatever, and then the U.S. just gets the crap.
I will tell you, the chocolate mint swirl Kit Kat has
wonderful
smell. The Japan ones are always so small, and these are full-size Kit Kat flavors.
Yeah, that's true. That's a real Kit Kat.
So this is a chocolate mint swirl Kit Kat.
Oh, that'll do.
That might be the best ever.
That is an Andes mint.
Oh, yes, that's what you said. That's exit. That's perfect. That's super good. That is an Andes mint.
Oh, friend. Oh,
save
friend.
That one. That is delicious. Don't take really good.
Don't take big bites. You got to savor that.
We can't get any more.
There's only one of those.
You're right. We got to be careful with that one. That's really, really good. Wow.
My eyes just lit up. Okay, now this next one is
I don't want to have any more.
You just want to stop there?
I want to leave that flavor there.
Well, look, I still have two more sticks.
Okay, the chocolate mint swirl, though, from Kit Kat from New Zealand is amazing.
That's delicious. Now, okay, on this, Nikki and I now have our last round of Kit Kat here is Kit Kat Chunky.
Show the Chunky bar. Okay, it's basically a big, giant candy bar that breaks up into three. And then it's got a caramel, a cookies and cream, and a chocolate fudge flavor.
And a little note under the chocolate fudge that says, be treat-wise, enjoy a balanced diet.
Are you saying we're not doing that?
Well, I feel like they're trying to send a message to us as Kit Kat consumers.
Can we try the cookies and cream one first?
Okay, hang on. I get mine open.
Because there's a lot of flavors now. All right. So I don't think I've ever said this.
You want to go cookies and cream first?
Yeah, I want to try that one first.
That's the one in the middle, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We maybe are trying too many Kit Kats at once. Maybe.
You said you wanted to go all Kit Kat.
I know, but I'm just saying this might be too many Kit Kat flavors for us to be able to enjoy. Maybe.
Okay.
There's a large Kit Kat bite with it. Yeah. It's pretty good, but it's not like the chocolate one.
It's not.
It's not the chocolate.
That mint one was the big winner.
That's it. All right, what do you want to do? Caramel or fudge? And then
let's go with fudge.
Fudge, okay.
I can't taste nothing. Seriously, like they all are starting to taste the same to me.
The fudge one tastes good, but this is more like a normal Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little fudge in there. That's pretty good.
All right.
We're going to be out of it after this.
I think I ended up with the caramel one.
Oh, did you try it? Oh, yeah. That's all right.
I don't know how I got those backwards.
The caramel one's pretty good. I think,
the fudge one.
I think what we've led this whole thing now is just about the mint one.
Nikki, I gotta be honest, like, I couldn't taste it. All I can taste is chocolate.
You're not able to distinguish between the tastes?
The mint one I could get. Oh, whoa! All right.
Now you got the fudge?
I finally got the fudge flavor there. I could not taste the cheesecake at all.
Oh, okay.
The caramel one was like, yeah, maybe. Like, since you told me, I guess it's there. The cookies and cream one,
That actually did not have a lot of taste to it.
I don't even know.
No.
But I gotta tell you what. The mint one brought me, that made me come alive.
The chocolate mint one? That one is amazing. Okay, well, I'll just keep that over here.
Man, portion control, right? I mean, we just had a bite of each one. It's fine.
I think I'm good for the rest of the day.
All of this leftover Kit Kat. Like, there's so much Kit Kat that I have left over from this taste test. Does anybody mind eating after me?
If you're
willing to eat
in
after me, I got a lot.
Well, thank you.
And it's real chocolate.
Thank you for sending all those delicious Kit Kats from New Zealand for us to try.
Want Radio U to sell out and play commercials like everyone else? Not going to happen. Radio U is your station, so keep it commercial-free by supporting now at radiou.com.
We did not listen to the two portion control thing.
There were little
on the Kit Kat, and it's a little hotter in here now than it used to be, and we've had a lot of real sugar.
Gosh, I'm very like, whoa.
Whoa. I'm thankful we did it. If you just tuned in, we did a huge riot food fight with New Zealand Kit Kat flavors. So we tried the chocolate mint whirl, which is the best one ever.
That was the best,
and it's right here. And we're gonna still share. There's two left.
You know what? We'll save those when we come back this afternoon for Junemas.
Great idea. Let's have that.
Let's do that.
We tried the raspberry cheesecake, tiramisu, chunky caramel, cookies and cream, and chocolate fudge Kit Kats. Meg brought those to us from New Zealand. And that's available if you go to our Radio U Riot Facebook page, and we'll post that to our YouTube channel later. But it's a lot.
How you doing over there?
It's a lot.
I was sitting here typing, and I was like, all of a sudden, it was just like, whoa.
You know, what doesn't help is our
low lightheaded.
Our big lights are on.
We'll see if it helps.
So
I'll turn them off.
We have big lights when we film anything in here, and when you turn, that's much better.
Does that feel good? Is that better?
I'm still a little dizzy and lightheaded as well.
I am dizzy.
That's
which
a lot.
Is
no
a
more
little weird
today, except until later when we come back this afternoon.
Every time that we have chocolate from another country,
they use real sugar. It's a different type of sugar than ours.
Nikki and I are hooked on that high fructose corn syrup.
And you can eat more. You can eat more of like U.S. candy because the sugar is different with how it's processed and all that stuff. So you can have more and it doesn't affect you, which is why our candy bars are usually bigger. And it's like more. But you go to other countries and they're smaller and it's very light.
Candy manufacturers are smart because I for real will tell you right now, I could barely eat any of that candy.
Yeah.
Like, I could barely touch
it. Now, if we lived there and got used to it and worked on it hard,
maybe.
I bet we could.
Maybe. But, like, dude, just making the switch, it's like, no, I don't want your candy. Keep your candy.
I'm going to turn the fan on. I think we just need a little air in here, and if we got a big glass of water, we'll be perfectly fine.
I have a big glass of water. I got to start drinking it.
The best way to celebrate June Miss? Take the entire month off and spend it on the beach. The second best way to celebrate, donate to Radio U. So July isn't the worst musical month on the calendar. Do it now at radiou.com.
You know, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is an important part of this great nation in which we live.
It's still around, right?
Oh, it's still... Dude, they're never giving that up.
Even if it... Well, are they updating the Wienermobile or...
Nikki,
I think I've only seen it in Chicago once, but I've never actually seen it.
There's the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and they just made an announcement that they actually have expanded the Wiener fleet.
So there's more than one Wienermobile?
There is now.
Regions?
Wienermobile, the Wiener Mini, and the Wiener Mini, which I have a hard time saying, is
what's the second one?
Wiener Mini.
Yeah.
So it's like a Mini Cooper.
Oh, but a Wienermobile?
But it's been Wiener converted.
So okay. Like one of those mini Vienna sausages thingies?
Apparently. They also now have the Wiener Cycle, which is a scooter that's been Wiener converted. They've got the Wiener Rover, which appears to be, think drone, but like a remote control car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the Wiener Drone, and the Wiener Drone is a quadcopter drone, but it's been Wiener converted.
So what are they doing, though?
You know.
Dropping coupons or dropping dogs?
I don't know, but, you know, it's a thing.
Couldn't you get a hot dog if you went to the Wienermobile?
I don't think they necessarily cook them there.
I think that's what we expect.
They better.
So if you're not, has anybody ever gone to the Wienermobile and, like, seen inside, or do you get a keychain?
Yeah. Oh.
Probably
and a keychain and a coupon. In a little bag. They give you a little baggie.
Bag of bones.
Here's a bag that says Oscar Mayer on it.
Yeah, you went to the Wienermobile.
Refrigerator magnet. And here's a keychain.
I'm thinking keychain. Perhaps
and here's
a
coupon
like
a for 50 cents off a hot dog.
That's all you're getting.
Okay, I love this. Like, the press release is great. The Wiener drone is the first unmanned hot dog aircraft ever designed.
No one else
it's
is trying
so
to do that.
Stupid, but that is what makes it great.
Yeah.
The Wiener Cycle, the three-wheeled moped, ideal for tricky urban deliveries, traveling on land with a sidecar that doubles as a hot dog warming station. Hey?
Maybe they do give out hot dogs.
Maybe they do. And then, let's see, the Wiener Journal. Okay, that's it. So, there you go. They now have five Wiener, you can't call them Wiener mobiles, Wiener vehicles.
Delivery
for
things.
All of your Oscar Mayer Wiener needs, which are admittedly not that many.
Well, you're almost to 4th of July, so that's probably why they sent out this news.
They're celebrating.
Grilling this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, Jason, apparently he's met the Wienermobile. He says they do not give cooked hot dogs.
But do they give keychains?
No. What about some nice Oscar Mayer Wiener glasses, like some sunglasses that you could hand out?
Hey, we could come up with a swag if they don't have anything.
Well, yeah, but then you have to start asking questions. That's a custom mold that's going to have to be made.
I think Oscar Mayer has the money.
Do they?
This is their do good thing. This is what this is. This is a community aspect of the Oscar Mayer organization.
So they're going to be showing these off this weekend in Wiener, Arkansas at the 4th of July celebration.
That's a shame if you live there.
It is kind of a bummer, right?
Well, it's fine.
But, you know, like, at least there's an offset. You live in Wiener, Arkansas. But
look what came there.
Look what's happening for
you. They start the tour there.
Yeah. That's where you actually claim you're from the other town. You're like, I'm actually from like...
Hot dog bun.
I was going to say Bunville, but, you know, my mailing address is Wiener.
This was the worst of the riots. and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
And this is why I drink too.